You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Stock futures are up just a little bit. Oil is basically flat, although it's been trending down. It's below $64 a barrel now. And if you've been keeping an eye on crypto, I've been waiting for the smart money to sell it out, but it's still firm. It's up over 120,000. And for regular Joes who don't really think about it, maybe there's an opportunity to invest in something like that through your retirement. Is that a good thing? Or is it a bad thing? I don't really know. It's never been an option before. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, Jill on Money, joining us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. So, whether it's crypto or private equity, is this a realistic possibility for these things to potentially be in our 401ks?
Oh, it's definitely a possibility. Last week, the president signed an executive order, which basically directed the Department of Labor, which oversees all the workplace retirement plans, to work with Treasury and the SEC to come up with some language so that plan participants can put the certain risky assets in their plans. So think about crypto, but also think of something called private equity, which you may have heard of, but you have no idea what it is. It's basically buying a stake in a company that's not publicly traded yet, or private real estate investments, similar thing. And we haven't seen these kinds of very risky assets in plans because the plan sponsors worried that, you buy crypto at 120 today, it bottoms out or it goes in half, and then all of a sudden you turn around and you sue them and you say, hey, you weren't a good fiduciary. That should never have been in our plan. And so they're worried about litigation. So if the language softens up because the president has directed that, then plan sponsors should feel free to put whatever they want in these plans, and you and I or anybody who has a 401k will then be allowed to invest inside of these retirement plans in these somewhat risky investments.
So wait, so whether it's Fidelity or Vanguard or whomever, say these things, the language gets changed and it makes it more accessible, mm-hmm. then the financial institutions will offer it up, and then it's up to the companies to decide whether to include it in their portfolio of choices for employees?
So, really interesting question, by the way. So thank you for that, sir. The way it works is it's not really the Fidelities and the Vanguards that make the decision. They're not the plan sponsor. They're just where the accounts are held. And so the plan sponsor is the boss. So like for you and me, if we're working at a media company, right, for me, if CBS says, okay, we're comfortable with the language, they're the plan sponsor, then they turn to Fidelity and say, we allow this to be included on our platform. And then Fidelity will pop it in there. Fidelity really has no role in making that decision. And as soon as that does happen, it's kind of like it'll be a huge benefit. So, there are a lot of people who say, oh, well, now crypto's really going to go higher. Well, basically crypto's been rising so much in anticipation of this happening. So I'm not saying crypto is not going to keep going to the moon. It might. I'm just saying that this has been sort of the vaunted promise of crypto that, oh boy, once we get it in these plans, then trillions of dollars is at stake here. Then you're going to get some really big movements.
Right. We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money here in Brian and Company. Before I ask you a little more of an opinionated question, one more sort of logistical thing. If this were to happen, what's the timetable? Would this be 6 months, a year?
I don't know. It's a very interesting thing because when you talk to companies, they say, well, okay, sure, the rule may change in 6 months or 5 months, whatever it is, right? However, the real fear is that even with that, they still might be skittish. Every plan sponsor has something called a fiduciary duty to the plan participants. And that's a massive legal liability. So some companies may not feel comfortable, even with the language changed, putting those assets inside. They're still going to have to be convinced that, okay, that is really okay for my plan participants. And who knows, that could be, that may or may not happen. I'm really not sure.
I'm curious your opinion on this, whether this is good or bad. I mean, more choices usually is a good thing, but you know, as much as I study this stuff and I like it as a real investor, I'm not very good. And so I don't know if I should be trusted with this kind of stuff, although private equity opportunities are different, I think. I mean, if you could have invested in Blackstone or something a couple of years back, or KKR, you probably did pretty well.
You know, I think there's a couple of questions. First of all, I used to be completely boring about this. I'm like, no, you shouldn't do anything like that. And I think that after really living in the world for, you know, decades as an investment advisor, and now, you know, in my role as a media person, I think that if people can be smart about the way they put money to work, meaning they're not going to put their entire retirement account in crypto, then I think it's fine. If you're limiting it to 5 or 10% of your total investments and it's inside of your retirement account and you say, well, I want to trade it a little bit and there's no tax liability in a retirement account, I feel like, okay, I can get aboard that. My biggest fear is, as someone who lived through the 90s and the tech boom, I remember when the government, when investors did the same thing, they went to the government and they said, hey, we want them, we want more funds that are invested in technology indexes. We want that. We want to be able to put as much money as we want in our own company plan. And it kind of ended up in tears. So it's really, it really does put the onus on the individual to.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Be able to manage their allocation. And, you know, when you say choice is good, not always. Too much choice right. Can actually be overwhelming sometimes. So I just, you know, look, I just think that we have to be a little bit sober in our analysis of this.
Got it. Copy that. Hey, anything interesting coming through the pipeline data-wise this week, or is it quiet?
Tomorrow is an inflation report, and that's going to be the, you know, the kind of information that Jerome Powell and the Fed is really going to be interested in. They want to know, is there bubbling up inflation? So far, we've talked about this. There have been, you know, there's been some price changes. There hasn't been widespread worry about inflation because it hasn't started to infect, like, the overall picture. So will this do that? I don't know. I think that most people are just sort of saying, like, so far, not a huge change in the overall price rate. But, you know, if you start looking at housing or if you've got to renew your insurance policy, it's tough. So I don't want to be like, oh, there's no inflation, because I think a lot of households are still really having a tough time.
Yeah. But if it's muted, then that leans toward a cut in the fall, correct?
Totally. Yeah. Because if this is muted and we really don't see any price pressure, that's when you're going to have the Fed be able to look at the data and say, well, we don't see anything passing through. Now, I will say that after that Fed meeting recently last week, you know, I do think that they are shifting gears a little bit. They are preparing for a rate cut. But the comment that we heard from Powell was really about, we need a few more months of data. He'll have this and one more inflation report before the next meeting that they hold in September.
Yeah. I think there's also some nuance to it. I think he proved his point to the president. He's going to stay independent, and he did that, and now he's going to cut. I mean, I just think that the data would change that if it were dramatic, but I find it hard to believe he won't.
Well, listen, that jobs report was a rough one, so I think there's no doubt on that part of it. Like, we have to be real, like, hey, the job market is actually not looking so hot.
Jill, have a great week. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you very much. You too.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.